God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. David Benoit, founder of Glory Ministries with headquarters in Virginia, joins Brother Hutchings again today to continue talking about nine seducing spirits. Brother Dave has dealt with the occult throughout most of his ministry, and we're making some of his valuable resources available this month. More about that later, but here now is Brother Hutchings to get us underway.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Halloween is coming up in a few days, and we know that that's known as the devil's birthday. We've been discussing what is happening today in our country because we know that Paul warned that in the last days, many would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. And seducing spirits is there in the plural. And Brother David searched the scriptures and found out that there are nine seducing spirits. And we've gone down the list so far this week. We're now in the sixth seducing spirit, and that is the lying spirit. And you know, Brother Dave, the devil is pretty smart. He knows if you're going to destroy a civilization that you have to get them where they don't know the truth from the lie. And as I mentioned yesterday, I just wish we had some politician that we could believe who was telling the truth. And anymore, you don't know who is telling the truth and who is lying. That's what Paul said would happen in the last days, that the people would be deceived by evil spirits, and they wouldn't know the truth from a lie. That's where we're at today. The devil knows, as I mentioned, you have to get to the young people if you're going to destroy a civilization, because the next generation is the generation of our young people today, whether it's in morals or government or education. So we have to look at our young people today and what they're being taught in school. The father of our contemporary education or modern education was a man by the name of John Dewey.
That's correct, and I'd like to read a quote from John Dewey. He lived from 1859 to 1952, and he said this, "There is no God, and there is no soul. Hence, there is no need for the props of traditional religion with dogma and creed excluded. Then immutable," now immutable means unchanging, ladies and gentlemen, "then immutable truth is dead and buried. There is no room for fixed natural laws or moral absolutes." So what he was saying here is if you destroy truth, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth, and the truth shall set you free." He says that if you destroy God and say there is no God, then you do away with natural laws like our Ten Commandments. That's the reason why they're trying to throw those out of the school systems and everything else. What's wrong with saying thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery? Why is that so hard and why is that so bad and so offensive to people? Because if you've got the Ten Commandments, that means there's a real God. And if there's a real God, there are real absolutes. If there's real absolutes, you can't do whatever you want to do. And that's exactly what our society is teaching our children. If it feels good, do it. And by the way, Dr. Hutchings, just a moment ago, you were talking about getting the children. Hitler said, "Those who have the youth have the future." I've spent most of my adult life reaching children because I've always felt it is so important for us to get these children, and Satan realizes that they are a very good commodity as well.
And along with modern education, following the Dewey line, in 1962, the Warren Court said that to teach children or read the Bible in school or pray was illegal, unconstitutional. And that's what some of our forefathers were concerned about, the Supreme Court, the judicial arm, that they would not interpret the Constitution according to the letter, but according to what they determined was the spirit. And the one behind that decision was an evil spirit, a lying spirit. And so we again see that how our present generation is following seducing spirits, and that's what's wrong with our country. And one of those spirits is a lying spirit.
Well, you know, the Bible says, Dr. Hutchings, now therefore behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouths of those prophets, and the Lord is speaking evil against them. In essence, what happens is that in a wicked day, like we were talking about to the psychics and everything else yesterday, that the lying spirits, they start trusting the devil's advice instead of trusting God's advice. This is another quote by Paul Blanchard from the Humanist magazine. He says, I think the most important factor leading us to a secular society has been the educational factor. Our schools may not teach Johnny to read properly, but the fact that Johnny is in school until he is 16 tends to lead towards the elimination of religious superstitions. The average child now acquires a high school education, and this militates against Adam and Eve and all other myths of alleged history. So what he's saying here is that we don't care if they pass their grades. We don't care if they become scholars or mathematicians or dentists or scientists. As long as they can't understand and can't read and don't believe in God, then they're all right. And you look at all these cultures, Dr. Hutchings, where they've taken the educational system out and destroyed it, those cultures can't read and write. They're easily taken over by some kind of regime. And if you don't teach the children how to read and write, they will be taken over. And right now, we know in America, it's called the dumbing down of America. You ask the average kid on the street corner, many of them can't even read and write, and they graduate from our schools.
You go back to our founding fathers, the books that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, John Adams would have studied from, was the New England Primer. And of course, to that was added the Blueback Speller, the Webster's Blueback Speller. We have reproduced both the New England Primer and the Webster's Blueback Spelling book for our listeners who have children and those who are homeschooling to their children, educating their children at home. And this book is also good, a supplementary book for those who are in public school. You read from the Blueback Speller from example page 29, good men obey the laws of God. And page 30, we go to church on the first day of the week.
Now, hold on, Hutch. You mean to tell me that that was taught in school back then?
Oh, yes.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Benjamin Franklin taught his granddaughter how to read through this book. So are you telling me that back then they could say that it was legal, but today it's not?
It's not legal today, no, because they declared it unconstitutional. It was constitutional then, but as they warned, the Supreme Court would change the Constitution to their own ideas because there was nothing in the Constitution that would forbid them from doing it. And that was why there was a great concern about the judicial branch of our government when they accepted the Constitution, because they issued warnings. We have to watch out for the judicial branch of government. So now then, that is, it's illegal. And on page 34, we read, God will bless those who do His will. And they learn their ABCs from the Bible. For example, A, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. C, Christ crucified for sinners died. And we go on and on. So they taught children how to read and write and their ABCs using the Bible, based on the Bible, the truth of God. That's why we have today half of our children being born out of wedlock and their own DHS or government entitlement thing. That's destroying the home. Mm-hmm. It's destroying the family concept. And that's why we're going to pot here in this country.
And you know, Dr. Hutchings, those same people who say that God is dead, remember they used to talk about God is dead, and that all came from the public educational system. And that is what really upsets me, is that we've allowed the public educational system to do that. I'll give you one document that was from the ACLU talking about there is no God. And it talks about the posting of the Ten Commandments. A government school is, in effect, telling its citizens and students that the God of the Hebrew Scriptures is the only valid God. and that the god and goddesses of Buddhism, Hinduism, Wicca, which is witchcraft, and hundreds of other religions are not valid. The implication is that there are inferior deities, and by government decree not to be worshipped, by posting the Ten Commandments, the government is making a strong statement against religious tolerance and is taking a major step back towards establishing an official state religion. Well, you know, Dr. Hutchings, America was founded on Christianity. So the first lie we're talking about is that there is no God. And they teach evolution and everything else to try to... I think that's where we first made our mistake, Dr. Hutchings, is when we allowed people that had the respect of our children and told them whatever they say is true. So these teachers stood up and taught evolution as being a fact.
Certainly a lying spirit is rampant across our country today. And it's leading the politicians, even our ministers in churches, and it's everywhere we go. People are saying, well, I wish somebody would tell me the truth. And about the products we buy or what the state of the government is. And politicians will get up and lie what they're going to do, and then they don't do it or have no intentions. They lie to get elected. And
well, you know what I find interesting, Dr. Hutchings? You see all these attack ads. It used to be politicians would tell what they were going to do. Now they don't even promise anything. All they do is all these ads, they spend millions and millions of dollars to try to deface their opponent. Not what they're going to do, not a positive thing on you can trust me. It's they so badger the other person, you never know what the other person does really believe in. So we talked about the first lie that is perpetrated through our society is that there is no God. The second one is separation of church and state. It's taught in the Constitution. It's not taught in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, Patrick Henry said, "It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom to worship here." So in essence, Dr. Hutchings, as a Christian nation, we allowed other people to come in. We're not like under Sharia law that you can't have any other religions and that you get killed for your religion. This is a baskin for any religion, but they've taken advantage of that. The Muslims are coming in wanting to build mosques and everything else, and they want to control our government system, and that's our problem. So when they say that there's a separation of church and state, that we have a religious-free environment, that's not true. Islam, the pillars of Islam, the five pillars of Islam, is taught in public education as sensitivity classes, to be sensitive. But they're teaching their doctrine, Dr. Hutchings. You know, Wiccan, we read about that yesterday, about universities that have Wiccan classes. And we talk about Christian teachers who get fired because they just have a Bible on their desk. And it is totally reversed. So that leads me to the third lie, is that public education is religion-free. It's not religion-free. It has Wicca and Muslims, and they teach polytheism when they teach mythology. They teach pantheism when they teach about Mother Earth and goddess worship and stuff like that. Folks, we are in a troubled time, but I do have some material I do have available. One is the 14 things witches hope parents never find out. And by the way, witchcraft is not just for Halloween anymore. I know this is a program near the Halloween season, but you should have this book in your library, 14 Things Witches Hope Parents Never Find Out. I also have a DVD, actually a two-set DVD, Disarming the Powers of Darkness. It's almost 3 hours of teachings. And I talk about all the information about education, indoctrination, everything on that video. And here's what I'd like for you to do. I'd like for you to pick up the phone right now. And for a gift of $35, you can get the 14 things, the two DVD set, and you'll also get the Blueback Speller, all for a gift of $35 to our ministry. And again, parents, you need to have this in your library. So call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144.
Yes, and I think you left out the fourth lie here, that there's no punishment for sin.
That is correct. They say there is no punishment for sin. And you look at it, Dr. Hutchings, that's where we're at right now. They don't think there is a God. So if there's no God, there's no punishment. There's no absolutes. So we don't need to teach the Ten Commandments. So in essence, our society, where we think is normal, is crazy. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that if you have millions of illegals who are not paying taxes living in America and getting all the benefits, that those who are paying taxes are getting ripped off. That's just normal, but that's an absolute. We don't deal in absolutes here. If you catch some guys on an airplane and they've got some things that look like devices that are going to blow up a plane, don't charge them. Let them go again, because that's absolutes. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that we deal with a lying spirit. But you know, the spirit that combats that spirit, Dr. Hutchings, is what spirit?
Spirit of truth.
That's right. John 14:17 says, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Also, 1 John 4:6, we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So we know the difference.
Certainly. And we have to hold up the spirit of truth, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so they've got to get rid of Jesus Christ teaching the Bible, anything about the Bible in school, if they have to turn this civilization, or this generation, into a godless, apathetic, no religious conviction, no moral truth. There's no sin. There's
no punishment
good.
For sin.
We just float along, do what comes naturally, and that's what we do. I would like to look at the seventh seducing spirit, and that is a fearful spirit. Now, Jesus said in the Olivet Discourse, as we read in Luke 21, that in the last days, men's hearts would be failing them for fear, for looking after those things coming upon the earth. One of the most fearful seducing spirit is the spirit of fear. I think we're all fearful today about what is coming upon the earth. And we read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, though, that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind.
And you know, that's a spirit. Again, people just think fear is fear, but the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear. That is a controlling spirit. Dr. Hutchings, there are people who won't even walk out their house today because they're afraid that their astrology is wrong or their stars are not lined up. Some people today can't even take a shower unless they got the doors locked and everything else, of fear. People are afraid they're going to lose their job. People afraid they're not going to have money. People are afraid. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a time where there's more fear than we see right now. And I've got good news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Government does not provide your needs. Government does not provide your jobs. God said he would take care of you. So why should we fear those things when we have God on our side? And Romans 8:15 says, and ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear becomes a bondage, Dr. Hutchings. You know, there are people who worry. And I mean, that's a sin to them. I mean, they worry about everything. It just is a controlling spirit. We see that even today, that there is a terrible spirit. But you know what spirit takes care of that, Dr. Hutchings? The spirit of faith.
I was reading the other day about they were holding a assembly or a conference to help people who are losing their homes, try to help them or advise them. And in this one city, 24,000 showed up. So people are fearful today, many about their jobs. We have a lot of unemployment, about losing their homes. We are fearful about Ahmadinejad over in Iran. He's getting nuclear weapons now. Most nations now, several nations at least, have enough atomic weapons to blow up the world 1,000 times. That's the way that we're told in the Bible, that that's going to happen in the last days. And so the devil has sent the spirit of fear, one of the most powerful of the nine seducing spirits.
Well, I tell you what, Dr. Hutchings, fear can send people to the mental institutions. I mean, fear totally controls a person's every part of his life.
And you look at people who are driving cars today or getting in the car. First thing they do, they jump in the car and lock their car and roll up the windows. And many of them have a weapon in their car, weapons in the homes. We're fearful about the economy. We're fearful about crime.
I mean, even children, Dr. Hutchings, used to be able to let your children stand at a bus stop by themselves. Now parents have to stand out there with the kids, and every day you hear of abductions and everything else. People are very fearful. We live in a very violent world because there are no absolutes, thanks to people like John Dewey.
Yeah, and you watch the television. The announcer is telling about you got to be careful. You're going to eat an egg that's going to give you some kind of virus, or you're going to do something, and you got to do this, or you got to do that. We're all fearful about
global warming.
Global warming.
Whew. Man, we're all going to die. Tidal waves and tsunamis and ice caps. It's a horrible place we're going to be living in, Dr. Hutchings.
You know, you watch the weather reports on television to see if you're going to have a storm that day. So actually, our lives are really, we don't think about it that much, but our lives now are really controlled more by fear than anything else. And we're warned about that in the scripture. Jesus said that in the last days, men's hearts would be failing them for fear. Here now is Brother Jerry. Once more, to give you the number to call or the address to write to get some of the items that we have been offering this week that I think will be helpful to you in understanding what is happening in our generation when the devil has released the nine seducing spirits upon the world. Certainly, we believe that we're living in the last days, and these indicate the signs of our time. But here now is Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. To get any or all the materials we're offering this week, call 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008, or visit the website at swrc.com. The two DVD set, Disarming the Powers of Darkness, 2.5 hours of intriguing information, is offered in appreciation of a $20 contribution in the U.S., $22 in Canada. The 168-page book, 14 Things Witches Hope Parents Never Find Out, is available for an offering of $10 in the U.S., $12 in Canada. But the best thing to do is to get both the DVDs and the book at the same time when you make a contribution of $25 in the United States, $28 in Canada. 5 programs in the series are also available on CD or tape for a gift of $22 in the U.S., $23 in Canada. Today we're adding Webster's Blueback Spelling Book and the New England Primer, both in one volume, when you get the DVDs and the 14 Things book. The gift amount for all of them is $35 in the U.S., $38 in Canada. If you're a longtime listener, you may remember the Halloween materials we've made available in the past. We still have them, and you can get them. Just call 800-652-1144 for details. Next over many of these stations is a Bible in the News report. We conclude this series tomorrow on your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for Southwest Radio Ministries Bible in the News report. Reporting today is Dr. Larry Spargimino.
Genesis 2:24 says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." This is God's general plan for men and women and for the growth and cultivation of families. However, in a WorldNet Daily report, we read the following, and I quote it, "A new WorldNet Daily Wenzel poll indicates that an overwhelming 70% of Americans want marriage limited to one man and one woman. But a subset, tiny though it may be, already is endorsing polygamy and bestiality. Close quotes. In his dissenting opinion in the 2008 ruling that claimed California law should allow same-sex unions, California Supreme Court Justice Marvin Baxter stated the following, and I quote him, "The bans on incestuous and polygamous marriages are ancient and deep-rooted, and, as the majority suggests, they are supported by strong considerations of social policy. But who can say that in 10, 15, or 20 years, an activist court might not rely on the majority's analysis to conclude, on the basis of a perceived evolution in community values, that the laws prohibiting polygamous and incestuous marriages were no longer constitutionally justified." Close quotes. Judge Baxter makes an important observation. Social values are evolving. How far they evolve in a decade or two is anyone's guess. At the present rate of accelerated radicalism, marriage to your pet might be soon thought a constitutional right. Will the legitimizing of same-sex marriages result in the demand that other types of unions, such as polygamy, incestuous relationships, and relationships between humans and animals, be legalized? Such has been suggested by many thinkers and authors, though 55% of the respondents in a recent survey said it would not. Current trends and the depravity of the human heart suggest that those who said no are out of touch with reality. Society is indeed adrift. Cut off from eternal moral values as found in Scripture, there are no limits as to the extent of depravity that might evidence itself. Without God-ordained boundaries, expect the impossible. The Alliance Defense Fund has noted how far-reaching and radical are Judge Walker's conclusions. The following quotes from his decision are very revealing. Quote, "Religious beliefs that gay and lesbian relationships are sinful or inferior to heterosexual relationships harm gays and lesbians." Quote, "The exclusion exists as an artifact of a time when the genders were seen as having distinct roles in society and in marriage. That time has passed." Quote, "Gender no longer forms an essential part of marriage. Marriage in the law is a union of equals." Quote, "Many of the purported interests identified by proponents are nothing more than a fear or unarticulated dislike of same-sex couples." Close quotes. God's word is eternal and unchanging. Human opinion, however, is as fickle as the human heart.
That's today's Bible in the News report, a presentation of Southwest Radio Ministries. These reports are published each month in a booklet. To get a complimentary copy, call, write, or visit our website. Phone 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. The website is at swrc.com. Join us for the next Your Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report.